Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Family Law Talk.
Family Law Talk.
Presented by Kirk Stange of Stange Law Firm PC, with offices in the Midwest. Stange Law Firm is a family law firm. Now, here's your host, Kirk Stange.
Welcome to Family Law Talk. We have an exciting topic today. The topic is experts in divorce and family law litigation. And this is based on an article written a while back on our blog, familylawheadquarters.com, and the title of that article is Hire Experts Early in a Family Law Case. The date of that article is October 29th, 2017. So if you want to hear more on this topic, learn more on this topic, go on over to familylawheadquarters.com, check out the article. If you're on Blog Talk Radio, you can also click the link under the article and under the episode, I should say, and you'll be taken immediately to the article on this topic as well. But let's go ahead and jump on in. Divorce and family law cases are important cases. Obviously, these cases can have long-reaching implications for parties and for kids for years to come. So it can have a huge impact in terms of the resolution of these cases. And listen, lots of these cases settle outside of court. But many of these cases are also tried, and a judge has to decide. No matter the particular circumstance, expert witnesses can have a big impact on a case. And in lots of cases, an expert witness is really necessary in order to give what's called opinion-based testimony. And opinion-based testimony could be about all kinds of things, and we'll give you some concrete examples of various experts that might be helpful to certain cases. But lay witnesses on the opposite end of the spectrum are normally the parties going through the divorce. Could be family, it could be friends, could be teachers, could be others like neighbors, others in the community, and they give what's called lay witness testimony, which is facts, right? So things they saw, things they heard, things they observed, whatnot. They could testify to facts, but expert witnesses can testify to opinions, and this opinion-based testimony can be really helpful in terms of trying to settle a case. In lots of cases, you need this opinion evidence in order to give the parties enough information to settle the case. And in lots of cases that go to trial, opinion-based testimony is very important for the judge in order for the judge to have the information the judge needs in order to enter a judgment or order of the case. And so hiring experts important, and generally speaking, the earlier this is done, once the need sort of arises and is evident, the better. All right, so let's go through some various types of expert witnesses that might be useful in a divorce or family law case. And this is not an all-inclusive list. There could be other kinds of expert witnesses out there who can give opinion testimony. But let's just give some examples to make this a little bit more concrete. In some cases, real estate appraisers could be important. So there could be the marital home. There could be other property that's owned. It could be residential property. It could be commercial property. But the question in the case is, how much is this property worth? What is the value? Generally speaking, having a real estate appraiser, whether it be a residential real estate appraiser or a commercial real estate appraiser, come into court or issue a report in advance of trial that helps the parties settle as to the value of the real estate can be very, very important. Parties can sometimes testify as to their opinion of the value of the property, but oftentimes that's given very little weight. So real estate appraisers would be one type of expert that could be very important in lots of divorce matters. Another type of expert witness to contemplate is business valuators. So in some cases, one or both of the parties may either own a business or they may have a business interest, so they don't own it entirely, but they own a part of it. And the question in a lot of divorce matters when this is the case is, what is the value of that business interest? You know, what is it worth? And in most cases where the parties cannot agree, a business valuator can be vital in terms of providing an opinion to the court, or they can do an opinion through a report even before trial that both parties see as to the value of that business interest. So it can be very, very important. Other type of experts that can be important in terms of custody cases, let's say, would be mental health experts. So the mental health experts could be psychologists, could be a psychiatrist, could be counselors or therapists in particular cases But these mental health experts can oftentimes provide opinion-based testimony as to the best interest of the children. So in some cases, this could be very, very important, and particularly more complex custody cases. Could be the kind of custody case where one party is alleging parental alienation, so they say that the other parent is trying to alienate the kids from them through words or actions that really, at the end of the day, are false in many respects, unfair in many respects, but the intent behind it is to alienate the kids unfairly from the other parent. In many of these cases, an expert, mental health expert, is needed in order to really substantiate this. On the opposite end of the spectrum is what's called realistic estrangement. This is where one parent's behavior is so out of the ordinary, oftentimes abusive, whether that be physically or mentally, that it causes the kids to not want to be with one of the parents. So this is the opposite of parental alienation. This is where the kids don't want to be with one parent, and the reasons for not wanting to be with that one parent are justified based on some kind of abuse. Again, mental health experts can be really vital in terms of providing the opinion-based testimony to the court to show this. Another type of expert that is oftentimes used in divorce and family law litigation would be a vocational expert. So take a case where one party has lost their job. Oftentimes, a vocational expert can be important in terms of providing opinion-based testimony to the court in terms of what kind of job this individual could obtain, what the salary may be in terms of some kind of range. And what this helps establish in a case is the imputation of income. So a party might not have any income, but an expert witness can come in, provide a report, testify as to what they believe a party could make in the open job market, okay? Sometimes vocational experts can also come into play where one party alleges the other maybe has a job, but maybe they're underemployed. And so this comes up in some cases. A person has a job, they're making X, but the other party thinks, you know what, they've taken this job at a lower income when they could get a job at a higher income, and maybe they're doing this in order to lower their child support or spousal maintenance obligation. And so they use a vocational expert to come in and testify as to what that individual could make if they sought out other employment. So vocational experts can be important in divorce and family law litigation. Computer forensic experts are another example of expert witnesses. They can often come in and provide opinions as to computer and electronic data in a divorce or family law case. Sometimes this could be important as to child custody. It could be important as to marital misconduct, even the financial aspects of the case. So computer forensic experts might be able to analyze metadata, which is data embedded in documents. They're embedded in photos and videos as well, which could be important to divorce or family law case. So computer forensic experts, an expert that oftentimes can provide opinion-based testimony in some cases. Forensic accountants, another type of expert witness that might be useful in a divorce or family law case. These forensic accountants can do the business valuation oftentimes. I mean, oftentimes they have the expertise in order to do business valuations, but they can oftentimes testify as to other things. They might be able to trace assets, for example, trace separate property from marital property. Might be an example of something they might be able to do. We see this in a lot of family law cases where, let's say, a party has an investment account or a 401k, and they had it before the marriage, and then they get married, and that goes up in value. So the forensic expert is often able to come in, testifies to that piece before the marriage is being separate, and that can result in the court then awarding that separate piece that's been traced out to the party who had it before the marriage. So again, those are just some examples of expert witnesses that could be useful. There could be numerous other type of expert witnesses that could come into court. I've seen doctors come into court. For example, medical doctors might come in, testify. They could testify in terms of the health of the parties, maybe the health of the kids. This could have an impact on somebody's employability. Could have an impact on child custody, if you will. Sometimes medical experts come in, testify as to abuse that may have taken place and can testify as to, you know, how an injury correlates back to specific abuse committed on a party or maybe one of the kids. So think medical experts. But, you know, really the big takeaway is this. Experts are individuals who have special qualifications. They have special credentials. More often than not, they get this through some schooling or training, which allows them to have an expertise in a field where they can testify from an opinion-based standpoint. Now, look, in a lot of cases, this can be heavily contested. One party might think that they're going to call somebody who's an expert, and the other party might challenge that individual's credentials and say that they don't have the skills or the qualifications in order to testify in court in terms of opinion-based testimony. Ultimately, this is up to the judge, and the judge would then have to siphon through and determine whether or not the individual has the expertise or not. But look, expert witnesses, very important in divorce and family law litigation. Without it, that opinion-based testimony that individuals are often looking for, they can't get it, right? Lay witnesses can't come in most instances and give opinions. They can only testify as to facts. And so having an expert can be very important. Can be very important at trial in terms of presenting the most convincing case possible. It can also help settlement because having that opinion-based testimony lined up, having it in as part of a report that both parties can see, oftentimes leads parties to then want to settle at some point. So for individuals going through a divorce or family law litigation, think about expert witnesses. It's appropriate, not every case, but in lots of cases. And so it's very vital to think it over, contemplate it. And if it's something that's important to a case, it's oftentimes important to do it as soon as possible in a case. And the reason for that is lots of courts set deadlines for the designation of experts, the disclosure of reports to the other party in a case. And so if you wait too long to get an expert witnesses or an expert witness lined up in a case, it could be too late in some instances. It could be past the deadline for the disclosure of experts. So better to do it early, better to have that conversation with an attorney somewhere near the start of the litigation. Okay, very, very important. But again, this is the topic, expert witnesses in divorce and family law litigation. As a follow-up to the episode today, go on over to familylawheadquarters.com. Check out the article titled Hire Experts Early in a Family Law Case. Again, the date of that article is October 29th, 2017. So definitely an interesting topic, definitely an important topic. Thanks for listening in today, and stay tuned to our next episode of Family Law Talk coming up. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to Family Law Talk with Kirk Stange. Visit StangeLawFirm.com for more about today's topic or to put Stange Law Firm to work for your family today. The choice of a lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. Neither the Supreme Court of Missouri or Illinois reviews or approves certifying organizations or specialist designations. The information you obtain on this podcast is not, nor is it intended to be, legal advice. You should contact an attorney for advice regarding your individual situation. We invite you to contact us and welcome your calls, letters, and electronic mail. Contacting us does not create an attorney-client relationship. Please do not send any confidential information to us until such time as an attorney-client relationship has been established. And finally, past results afford no guarantee of future results, and every case is different and must be judged on its own merits.
Kirk Stange is responsible for the content. Principal place of business, 120 South Central Avenue, Suite 450, Clayton, Missouri, 63105.